there is one thing I want you to remember. You may forget everything that I said today, but I want to remind you of one simple truth. God is good. He's good and He cares about us. Just shortly to tell you a little bit about what we do in Haiti. I always started that way. Many years ago, one of my teachers challenged me and tell me, it does not cost you anything to dream. So if you're dreaming, dream big. And I took that challenge seriously. And with that challenge, God led us to study school in a community where there was no school. We started with 65 students. In 1993, 25 years later, we have about over 1,000 kids. Out of those kids, many of them have become doctors, pastors, lawyers, nurses, and serving in various fields around the country. I dream about a camp where we would bring pastors and young people, a conference center who would be providing training for them. We committed that dream to God. He blessed us. Today we have a campground where we can accommodate easily 200 plus. If we're doing it the American way, we'll do about 130. If we're doing it the Haitian way, we can pack as many as 400. So because we have close fellowship when we get together. I dream of a radio station. We committed that to the Lord. He answered our prayers. And today we have a radio station that reaches over 1 million people in the country of Haiti. We dream of bringing some infrastructure into the community. We committed our dream to the Lord. And slowly is building into that infrastructure. April 12, we opened for the first time in our community. We opened a restaurant where we can sit 120 people. People from the community didn't have a place to go as a family, as a church, as a community today. Surprisingly, the hottest plate is pizza. They love pizza. We have committed our dream to God, and He answered us, and we trust Him, and knowing that He can do the impossible. We continue to dream big as we're looking into bringing more in the area of medical into our community, in the area of infrastructure, putting a gas station. By 1st of March of April, we will be having a gas station in that community, serving that community. You have to understand that if we need to buy fuel, we have to drive sometime about 30 miles to go get it. And so putting it in a can and then bring it to the community. God has opened doors and providing for those needs as well. So grateful that you are praying for us, that you continue. We have shared with the church some of the prayer requests, that you can pray that God will continue to work mightily in our midst so that we may do what He wants us to do. We are involved in education, in community development. We feed people. We provide in time of disaster. But all of those are nothing but an avenue. We know that Haiti needs to be changed. We believe that there is only one way Haiti can be changed. And that way is through the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are committed to bringing that good news that we believe has the power to change lives. So pray that God will continue to use us mightily so that we may be that transformation agent for His kingdom. This morning I want to talk to you about a very simple thing. When life doesn't make sense. And we'll be looking at Psalm 77 and seeing what God has for us. You know, there are some people who live lives like everything is so easy. And sometimes when I look at some of my neighbors, some of the people that I know, and you look at them, it seems that life is so wonderful for them. No trouble. Kids always good. They have everything that they want. Two cars. Beautiful homes. never heard that there is sickness in that home. But you have a group of people, for some reason, every day of their life is a struggle. I remember when I was growing up, I heard a song, and it goes like this: tempted and tried, we oft made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long, while there are others living about us, never molested, though in the wrong. When death has come and taken our loved one, it leaves our home so lonely and drear. And then do we wonder why others prosper, living so wicked year after year? And when we hear things like that, we say, is it fair? Why? Why is life made like that? Why is it so difficult for some and others live in such wonderful ways? I've asked myself that question many years ago when I was facing some cases of illness in my family. And I questioned God. I asked him, why do you let that happen to me? And that's when I turned to Psalm 77 and found the answer that the psalmist has for us this morning. He said, my voice rises to God and I will cry aloud. My voice rises to God and he will hear me. In the day of trouble, I sought the Lord. In the night, my hands were stretched out without weariness. My soul refused to be comforted. If you are like some of us, and we live in a lonely world, we live in a world where so many things come our way and we wonder sometimes why. You have people, as I stated earlier, things seem so wonderful for them. But you wonder, why is life so difficult? The psalmist went on and said, not only do I live in a lonely world, but the way I function in life is not normal. He said, when I remember God, then I'm disturbed. When I sigh, then my spirit grows spent. You have held my eyelids open. I'm so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of long ago. I will remember my song in the night. I will meditate with my heart and my spirit ponders. I don't know if you are like me. There are times when I wake up in the middle of the night. I want to pray, but I can't. Maybe some of you may be more spiritual than I am, but there are days that I try to pray and it's a struggle because the waves are so heavy and the trouble that I face are so difficult and that I don't know. When you open your mouth to sing or to pray, and it feels like someone has put water in your mouth and you cannot even open it. And that's exactly what the psalmist is trying to. He said, I can't sleep. I can't sleep. No matter what I do, I find no answer. And so sometimes when we face difficult moments like that, when we face times that doesn't make sense, then we begin what we see in verse 7. Will the Lord reject forever? Will he never be favorable again? Has his loving kindness ceased forever? Has his promise come to an end forever? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Or has he in anger withdrawn his compassion? Then I say, it is my grief that the right hand of the Most High has changed. This is normal reaction. When I face those difficult moments and I don't know what to do, when life doesn't make sense, my tendency is to start blaming God. question His grace. I question His goodness. I begin to question even the essence of God. Are you still good? You said you'll take care of me. Why don't you? I remember one time my father, as a pastor, he stood up in front of a 2,000-member church. He preached about faith, about how God was good. And at the end of the service, I approached him and I said, if your God is good, why doesn't He provide for you? I remember him just patting me on the back and said, just wait. You learn your lesson. And that's the reaction when I face trouble. I remember several years ago, and I've shared that so many times, that I had a beautiful daughter that was born, and we were so excited. We were so excited that we were in Little Rock when she was born, and so we came to Dallas to visit my sister-in-law and her family, and then that beautiful little girl started getting sick. We went to Dallas Medical Center, and there they took care of her. We thought they took care of her, but that wasn't the case. And when I look at my little girl hooked up to so many machines, and I start questioning God and saying, why? You said you would take care of me. I'm in ministry. You're going to protect me. You're going to protect my family. But why? That's not fair. And that's what the psalmist is telling us. He said, when we face difficult moments, the tendency that we have, we question Him. Will the Lord reject forever? Will He never be favorable again? Has His loving kindness ceased forever? Has His promise come to an end forever? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has He withdrawn His compassion? Then, the process goes. You blame God. Then, you start blaming yourself. I have done something wrong. You see that in people who have been abused so much. And that when they have been so abused and there is no one coming to the rescue, and what they do, they start blaming themselves. It's because of something that I have done. That's why all those hard times have come upon me. It's because something that my parents have done. He said, then I said, it is my grief that the right hand of the Most High has changed. We lose perspective. And so what the psalmist is saying is, that's normal when you think that way. But it's abnormal to think of our God this way. Because if you want to understand what's going on when life doesn't make sense, you have to start changing your perspectives. And that's exactly what he does in verse 11. He said, instead, when life doesn't make sense, when I think that God is not just, instead of blaming others, instead of blaming God, instead of putting the load on my shoulder, what I need to remember, I need to remember what God has done. And he said in verse 11, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Surely I will remember your wonders of old. When life doesn't make sense, I can remember what God has done. When I'm struggling to pay my bills, I can remember what He has done. When my daughters are struggling in college, I can remember what He did for me. when I see things that are going around me are not going the way they're supposed to go, I can remember what he had done. Sometimes we live in a society where we need to be independent. We are independent. We depend on ourselves. We can go. We need a car. I don't need to have a dollar in the bank. I can go and buy a car. That's a normal process. Just don't mess your credit. You know, you'll be able to get a car. But you have to understand that I come from a community, I come from a country where life is hard. And I remember one of those days that my mom was praying on her knees for food for us. So when things are hard, I can think of the days that my mom was praying. And then at times that we didn't expect, God sent someone to take care of us. He said, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Surely I will remember your wonders of old. I will meditate on all your work and muse on your deeds. Now he's speaking from the perspective of the children of Israel. What God has done for them when they were in bondage, when they were under the bondage of Pharaoh, when they were under oppression, what God did. And that's what he did for them. He tried to trace back the history of the children of Israel. And he said, your way, O God, is holy. What God is great like our God? You are the God who works wonders. You have made known your strength among your people. You have by your power redeemed the people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw you, O God, the waters saw you. They were in anguish. The deeps also trembled. The clouds poured out water. The skies gave forth a sound. Thy arrows flashed here and there. The sound of your thunder was in the whirlwind. The lightnings lit up the world. The earth trembled and shook. Thy way was in the sea and your path in the mighty waters. Your footprints may not be known. You did lead your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. In those few verses, he traced for us the story of the children of Israel. How, in difficult time, God took care of them. When they were confronted by the army of Pharaoh, they didn't know what to do. The army behind them, the Red Sea in front of them, they cried to God. He answered them. He just stretches him over the sea, and the sea opened. They crossed it by foot. He said, when I'm facing difficult moment, I can remember what God has done. I can remember what he has done when I could not pay. I remember one day, I shared that story so many times. We prayed. My mom got us to sit down and pray. All she had was coffee and bread. She fed us and said, you go to church. She didn't know what she was going to do for lunch. And my little brother sat in front of the church. Every time the music started, he raised his hand and started leading as a choir director. And there was a lady who was a talented musician and who saw that little boy leading singing while the congregation was singing. She was impressed. And she came to my mom, and my brother was 4 years old. And she came to my mom and said, where did he learn to do these things? And she said, his daddy leads worship in the church. That's where he learned. And she said, oh, I love that little boy so much. And could you, would it be offensive to you if I give you some money for that boy? Because I was blessed. And she pulled out her wallet and gave my mom $20. Now you have to understand, $20 in Haiti in the 1980s, it's like you gave her $100. And she took it home. Took care of her children. Praise God for what he has done. When I face difficult time, I can remember that my God shall take care of me. He will provide for my needs, no matter what the circumstance may be. Many times I share with people about my daughter's illness and telling them, because it is a story of God's grace. And when I came to my mom and finding out that she had three holes in her heart, and I told my mom that I'm taking her to the States for surgery, and my mom looked at me and said, my daughter will not have surgery. I said, mom, she will have surgery. Oh, no, my daughter will not have surgery. I said, mother, it is a normal thing. She was born with the holes. They need to have surgery to correct it. She said, oh, no, I tell you that. She will not have surgery. And you are from my background. And I look at that little woman there. And I know if I did continue to fight with her, before I knew it, I may get slapped. So I just said what I wanted to say in my head and in my heart. And in my head and in my heart, I said, woman, you have a third grade level of education. I have 2 master's degrees. I'm working on my PhD. You know nothing. Just be quiet. I could not dare telling her. And we came to the States. We went to the doctor. She took the first cliche that she took a year ago. She looked at it. It's different. She took a second X-ray. She looked at it. It was different. She took a third one. She called her partner. They look at them. They were different. They took a fourth one. They compare the first one, the second one, the third one, and the fourth one. They were different. And they came back to me and my wife. Said, Mr. and Mrs. Lucien, as far as we're concerned, your daughter will never have to have surgery. When I face tough time, I can remember what he has done. 2 years ago, my mother was diagnosed with colon cancer. And she said, I'm not going to go to that thing. I'm 78 years old. I'm not going to get them to cut me. And we convinced her that I could not do it. I had to call her grandchildren to talk to her. And she conceded. And she stood up in church and said, I know I'm going to have the surgery, but God is going to take care of me. A year later, she was declared cancer-free. God took care of her. The psalmist said that sometimes life doesn't make sense. Sometimes it seems like God is not just. Sometimes we don't understand the way he works. But there is one thing we can remember. What we can remember is good, is just, is faithful, He will take care of us. Many years ago, I learned a song that we don't hear too often. And because in the past, our parents were not that educated to know everything that we know today. And when they face tough time and difficult moments, apart from remembering what God has done, the way they went through those difficult moments was through their worship. They could call on a favorite old hymn, and through the song they express everything that they wanted to tell him. One of the songs is, it says, like a ship that's tossed and driven, battered by an angry sea, when the storms of life are raging and their fury falls on me, I wonder what I've done to make this race so hard to run. Then I say to my soul, soul, take courage. The Lord will make a way somehow. The Lord will make a way somehow. When beneath the cross I bow, He will take away itself. He is faithful. I don't know what you may be going through this morning. It may be something within your personal relationships. Maybe something with your marriage. You had so great hopes that this man or woman would be the best, your favorite human being, as my daughter called me. She called me, oh, daddy, you are my favorite human being. And that favorite human being that you had prayed for failed you. It could be a struggle with your children who, in spite of everything you've done praying for them, in spite of all the truths that you have taught them, they're walking far away from God. It could be some sickness in the family that you question in God and you don't know how far you can take it. It could be some financial problems you're dealing with. Everything you've tried, you've tried to save, and you try to save this month and next month and the next year, and still things don't fall into place. It may be someone at work that makes life impossible for you. Sometimes you just feel like, if I can smash him in the name of Jesus, that may solve the problem. I don't care what it may be. Yes, I do care. But no matter what the problem that you're facing may be this morning, I want to remind you of that simple truth that our God is good. Life may not be fair, but God is just. Life may seem difficult, but God cares. Life may not make sense. But no matter what you're facing, He is there with you. The psalmist comes to the realization, I won't complain. I won't blame God. I will not blame others. I will not blame myself. But I will remember what God has done. And because of what He has done, we can trust Him. Because of what He has done, we can count on Him. Because of what He has done, we can trust Him. Life is difficult, but every day when I wake up in the morning, I made a simple prayer to God. I said, Lord, I will trust in You no matter what. Even when life may be hopeless, I focus solely upon Your faithfulness. That in itself is a great thing. Early in the day, I will call upon Your name. At noontime, I will sing of Your mercy. At the sunset, I'll continue to do the same as I contemplate Your creation's beauty. On You always, I'll depend more, for in Your name there is power. You are the only provider, and I'll trust in You forever. That for someone who knows Him, that for someone who has confidence in what He has done, you have to come to Him and accept Him for what He has done on the cross. What we are about to celebrate this morning, that He came, He died, He gave His life, so that we may live life in its fullness. God wants us to live as we are looking forward to that great day, to live in His presence, to remember what He has done, and to trust Him forever. And if you don't know Him this morning, because you cannot trust someone you don't know, it is that simple. You have to know Him through the cross. You have to accept the sacrifice He has made for you on the cross. And then you can celebrate with Him, because He is good. Let us pray. Father, thank You that we can count on You, that we can trust You, that we can depend on You when life doesn't make sense, and that we can live in the reality of the days that's coming where we will live with You forever, when You will wipe all tears from our eyes, when there will be no more death, no more sorrows, no more pain. And then life will make sense, because we will all be in Your presence. Bless us as we go, reminding us each day that You will take care of us, and that we can trust You when life doesn't make sense. Thank You for being so good. Thank You for Your grace. In Jesus' name we pray.